Today, we're steering straight into a massive digital transformation, but we're looking at it through a very specific lens.
Yeah, the world of sport fishing and high-performance boating.
Exactly. These are industries that are just incredibly rich in data. I mean, think about decades of engineering specs and field reports.
But traditionally, they've been some of the most analog in terms of customer service.
That's the thing.
It's true. The whole game is changing, and this deep dive is really for you, the listener, if you want to know how those huge digital archives are finally being activated.
You mean the stacks of owner's manuals, the proprietary blueprints?
And especially those legendary pro staff field logs. They're being transformed from, you know, static knowledge into something highly personalized, something deeply insightful.
So we're tracking this fundamental shift away from what we're calling static content.
The single glossy website that tries to be everything to everyone.
Right. And we're moving into the era of generative engagement.
And we should be clear, this is far beyond just a better chatbot. We were talking about generative AI acting as a sophisticated bridge.
A bridge between what and what?
It connects the brand's vast authoritative data directly to the precise individual question the user has. In that specific crucial moment, it turns abstract info into real-world advice.
So our mission today is to understand how a brand can create a digital representative that is as knowledgeable, as nuanced, and as helpful as its most seasoned pro staffer.
It's about achieving that true concierge-level digital experience,
where getting information becomes a strategic shortcut to being well-informed. Okay, let's unpack this. Let's start with the pain point. What was so wrong with the old digital experience?
Well, for decades in these specialized high-tech industries, the norm has been the dreaded static interface.
Right.
And if you've ever had to find a specific part number or figure out the ideal rod and reel combo for some offshore technique, you know this pain.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean.
It's relying on standard search bars, huge PDF manuals, just endless drop-down menus.
You type in 3 or 4 keywords, and you get 30 results, and half of them are like vaguely related forum posts from 2008.
Exactly. And then you have to download an 800-page owner's manual just to find the torque setting for one specific bolt.
Yeah, that's the one.
That experience perfectly illustrates the failure. The key consequence of that static approach is that it forces you, the customer, to shoulder all the effort.
It's like the system assumes you're already an expert.
It does. In a market like this, with so many complex variables, technical specs, changing environmental conditions, complicated rigging, it demands that you know exactly what you're looking for before you even start searching.
That's a great observation. It assumes you know the internal jargon, the exact component name, not the real-world problem you're facing.
And what's fascinating is how this contributes to what our sources call significant cognitive load.
Cognitive load, so it's just a mental tax.
It's a frustrating mental tax. It isn't a mild inconvenience. You have to juggle too many variables, cross-reference multiple PDFs, and spend hours figuring out which product applies to your specific context.
And the business consequence of that.
Abandoned carts, frustration,
yeah,
and brand fatigue. We're seeing a fundamental shift in what users expect. The modern angler or boat owner, they don't want to browse an encyclopedia.
They want to be understood.
They want to be understood in the context of their specific challenge right now. And that's where the traditional digital catalog just fails. It can't capture the nuance.
So if you just need a replacement propeller shaft, a static site is fine.
Sure.
But if you're trying to figure out why your boat is burning fuel inefficiently at mid-range RPMs in a 3-foot chop,
those old interfaces just fall flat. They can't factor in all those circumstances.
Which brings us to the solution. And clearly, the answer isn't just, you know, taking a public AI model and bolting it onto your website.
No. Absolutely not. We're talking about building a truly intelligent concierge, and that requires moving from generic tools to what's called domain-specific intelligence.
That distinction feels crucial.
It is. Generic models are fantastic for, say, writing a poem or summarizing a news article, but they lack the specialized ground truth needed for a dedicated tackle manufacturer or a major boat OEM.
They just haven't been trained on the right stuff.
Right. They don't know the physics, the engineering, the field experience that defines these very technical fields.
So how do brands get that secret sauce, that specialized knowledge into the AI?
The architecture relies on a process called contextual injection.
Okay, contextual injection. Unpack that for us. Is that just a fancy term for uploading a PDF? Or is it something more?
Hey, it's the latter. It's more like a secure knowledge fusion. The brand's private proprietary data, the ground truth, is securely synthesized with the logic of a large language model, an LLM.
So the AI can read the brand's knowledge without stealing the brand's knowledge.
That's a great way to put it. The security is vital, and we'll get to that. But fundamentally, it allows the LLM to use the brand's data as its definitive rulebook for an answer. The LLM hams up the conversational part, but the knowledge it outputs comes only from the brand's vetted sources.
And what kind of proprietary data are we talking about here? This sounds like it's more than just product descriptions.
Oh, much more. Owner's manuals, yes, but also those priceless pro-staff field logs.
The unwritten knowledge.
Decades of it. How certain lures perform in specific water temperatures, how different hull geometries react in various sea states, and crucially, proprietary engineering blueprints and design simulations that no customer has ever seen before.
So it synthesizes all of that to create a digital expert.
An expert that can answer complex, multivariable questions with real authority.
This is where the difference becomes so clear. The old way. A customer goes to a website, types heavy jig, they get a list of products.
Right.
So let's detail the new intelligent way using that specific example from our sources.
Okay, let's imagine you're planning a trip to the Florida Middle Grounds. It's a complex environment. Instead of a simple keyword, the AI responds to a situational prompt.
A whole scenario.
Exactly. Something like, I'm fishing the Florida Middle Grounds tomorrow in 200 feet of water with a 3-knot current using a high gear ratio reel. Which of your setups will stay in the strike zone and maintain a vertical presentation?
Wow, that is a completely different level of engagement. You're not asking what product exists, you're asking the brand to solve your actual tactical problem.
And the AI, because it's leveraging that domain-specific intelligence, the data on lure sink rates, line drag coefficients, even archived reports about that location, it can recommend a specific model, a weight, even a retrieval speed.
It's the difference between being a search tool and being a strategic partner.
If we connect this to the bigger picture,
right.
That scenario perfectly highlights what's defined as the contextual gap.
The contextual gap.
Yeah, it's the distance between the brand's raw technical data lure sync rates, hull displacement, and your immediate real-world need.
Yeah.
You know, how do I fish this current on a rising tide to catch this species?
That's a great term. It frames the problem not as an IT issue, but as a customer relationship issue. And GenAI is the tool that closes that gap. Which brings us to one of the biggest challenges for these elite brands, the scalability of expertise.
Mm.
We've established that the top pro staffers and engineers have decades of this, this almost mythological, unwritten knowledge. But they can't personally help every single customer.
And that's where generative AI is so transformative. It solves that scale problem. It captures that institutional wisdom, that deep, nuanced philosophy, and deploys it instantly at a massive scale.
How does an AI capture a philosophy? That sounds abstract.
It's done through very careful training, by feeding the model the field notes, the communications, the technical briefings written by those experts. The system learns not just the facts, but the specific voice of the brand.
The tone.
The tone, the approach, the tactical philosophy. It learns to sound like a trusted advisor. Not a generic robot. So every interaction feels like you're chatting with that expert you admire.
So if a brand's philosophy is super aggressive and performance-focused, the AI will adopt that language in its advice.
Precisely. It's that consistency of advice delivered in the right brand voice that builds trust. Think about it. That one lead engineer who holds the key knowledge can now be virtually present for a million customers at the same time.
Here's where it gets really interesting. I have to play devil's advocate for a moment.
Go for it.
If you can scale this institutional wisdom, aren't you just replacing your best people with a better website? How do you keep those human experts valued?
That's a crucial question. And the answer is in the workflow. The human in the loop model. The experts don't disappear. Their job evolves.
So they're not gone. They're what? Editors.
They become the final authority, the final editors of the AI's knowledge base. They stop repeating the same basic advice over and over.
And instead, they vet the AI suggestions and make corrections.
Correct. They ensure the recommendations aren't just mathematically correct based on the blueprints. That's the easy part. But that they're also tactically sound based on decades of real-world experience. It keeps the AI honest.
I see.
And the benefits of this feedback loop are, well, they're surprisingly dual. The AI learns from the expert corrections, obviously. But critically, the human experts themselves gain new insights.
How so?
By observing the thousands of unique, hyper-specific questions customers are asking in real time, questions no traditional market research ever captured.
So they can see what people are actually trying to do out on the water.
Yes. They can identify new product opportunities, market gaps that were completely invisible before. Mm. It becomes a knowledge feedback system that informs the next generation of R&D.
That is an unexpected and massive payoff. The AI becomes a real-time market research engine telling the experts what customers really need.
Exactly.
Okay, so this shift relies entirely on a brand's most valuable proprietary data. That must mean security and operational safeguards are paramount.
Absolutely. Which pivots us to the critical business requirements, starting with IP dominance.
IP dominance.
This is probably the most strategic part. Our sources stress that under the current national policy framework for AI, a brand's unique data stack, its proprietary insights, engineering data, customer interactions, is now its single most valuable intellectual property.
And if that knowledge leaks out, or if a public model absorbs it, your competitive moat just evaporates.
Instantly. This drives what we call the sovereignty requirement. To maintain absolute control over that IP, organizations have to use private tenant environments. It's non-negotiable.
So you're building a walled garden for your AI. Your data goes in, it learns, but it never, ever gets out into the public training pools.
That's a perfect way to put it. The ability to deliver a sovereign AI experience, one that thinks and sounds like your brand, that's the definitive competitive moat for the next decade.
Anyone can buy the same LLM technology.
But they cannot buy your decades of proprietary field experience.
That makes perfect sense. And just as important, especially with high-performance gear where failure can be dangerous, there has to be absolute trust. This leads to the need for a truthful output standard.
That standard is vital. It connects directly to liability and the brand's promise. Mm-hmm. The AI has to provide objective, performance-deep data that is guaranteed to be accurate.
You're talking about high-stakes information.
Exactly. Think about it. If an AI gives you advice on load capacity for a boat or max drag settings for a reel, that information has to be flawless. It has to be free from interference from any outside safety filters that might dilute critical technical specs.
So the brand needs to guarantee the AI is only delivering the objective, verified truth from its own data stack, not generalized internet knowledge.
Precisely. And practically, this means that before you go live, you have to conduct an AI readiness audit.
What does that do?
It ensures the entire chain of custody for the information is documented and defensible. You have to be able to prove that every AI-driven recommendation is reliable and traceable back to an authoritative source.
Whether it's a page in a manual or a specific pro-staff log entry.
Yes. It ensures the recommendation isn't just good advice. It's brand-backed, traceable, and defensible data.
So what does this all mean? Let's zoom out. What's the overarching shift we've discussed today?
I think it means the transformation we're seeing is it's far more profound than just improving a website. The move from static content to personalized engagement is ultimately a move from a purely transactional business model to a deeply relationship-based one.
So you're not just selling a product anymore.
No, you're building a relationship.
And the strategic advantage of that, especially in these industries, seems immense. By using these tools, the brand is present for the customer throughout the entire life cycle of their journey on the water.
That's the crucial takeaway. They aren't just there at the moment of purchase. They're there when you're researching, when you're rigging your boat, when you're on the water troubleshooting a problem.
And when you're cleaning up afterwards.
Right. And that level of continuous expert engagement builds a depth of loyalty that traditional marketing simply cannot reach.
It transforms the brand from a supplier into a mentor. It's the ultimate expression of turning a satisfied customer into a lifelong advocate for the brand.
Because the brand is always giving them the absolute best advice possible.
That's a powerful conclusion. So a final thought for you to chew on. The implementation of this technology can transform a customer into a lifelong advocate. If you are in any knowledge-intensive field, and that's nearly every field today, consider the implications of this. What is the hidden, unwritten knowledge in your field that, once digitized through a sovereign AI, could become your definitive competitive moat?